Cecil. Do you know what I'm going to get?
You're going to get a bawling out if you don't get off my foot.
Oh, goodness, was I standing on your foot?
There, that's better. My feet were made for me to stand on, not strangers.
Oh, Cecil, I'm no stranger.
Here, let's park here on the Davenport.
There. Do you know what I'm going to get?
You're going to get to bed early.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
You're going to get a head.
I'm going to get a pet.
A pet? You have one.
Oh, Sugar Pie? Yes, but I want another.
What about a Polly Parrot? Oh, that's a peach of a pet.
Oh, I want something that'll make the house look prettier.
Well, parrots are pretty.
Oh, no, Cecil. I've already decided. I'm going to get some goldfish.
Goldfish?
Sir, I think they're so sweet.
What are you going to do? Go into the sardine business?
I think it would make the living room look so nice to have a dish of goldfish.
Oh, what do you want to get some goldfish for? They're a nuisance.
I think they add color, and they're so sweet.
How do you know? Did you ever eat one?
Of course not, silly.
And don't call me silly.
Uncle Thomas said I could.
When are you going to get it?
Oh, I'm going to get two, Cecil. One isn't enough.
Why two?
Well, one little goldfish by itself would be lonesome. I'll get two so they'll be happy.
Who ever heard of a lonesome goldfish or a happy one?
Well, goldfish are animals just like anything else.
They are not animals. They're fish.
Well, they have their thoughts.
I'd like to know what a goldfish thinks about.
Well, I believe in not being cruel to animals.
I told you, they're fish, not animals.
Well, they look beautiful in a living room.
When I come over on Sundays after this, we can take the goldfish for a walk.
You don't take them out of the water, silly.
You're not telling me anything.
You give them nice fresh water every day and lots of sunshine, and then they'll be happy.
You know, I'd like to be a goldfish.
I think you're a fish anyhow. Isn't that good? Did you hear me, Cecil? I said you're a fish anyhow.
Yeah, that's a big joke. Ha, 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 ha.
Don't you think I say the cleverest things?
Sure. Anyhow, I'd like to be a goldfish. That is, if I had to be anything.
Why a goldfish, Cecil?
Oh, I don't know. They lead a sort of nice life. They get fed every day, and they don't have to dress or undress when they go to sleep.
Oh, they don't go to sleep.
Of course they do. They've got to sleep sometime.
Oh, Cecil, they don't. I read it in a book.
Well, what do they do then?
Well, I don't know, but they stay awake.
Oh, you're all wet. They must sleep sometime.
Well, they don't.
I'll bet you they get pretty sleepy then.
Oh, they're the funniest animals. Goodness, that's why I like them.
I told you 1,000 times, they're fish, not animals.
Well, they're funny, no matter what they are. And I think they're brave, too.
Brave? Why brave?
Well, suppose you were in a cage and realized that you'd have to spend the rest of your life there. You'd get discouraged, wouldn't you?
Well, what about it?
Well, the little goldfish are brave. They just make up their minds to face things and swim merrily around and around.
Could I say something?
Sure.
Well, first, goldfish aren't in cages, and they don't realize things because they haven't got any brains. And because they haven't got any brains, they can't make up any minds they might have. And the only discouraged fish I ever heard of was in a sardine can.
Goodness, but you can be unpleasant when you want to be.
Oh, you get an idea and think about it so much, you'd think it was a world problem.
Well, I'm going to get a dish of goldfish, and that's that.
Listen, you can get a seal and keep it in your bathtub if you want to.
I don't like seals. They make too much noise.
Well, you could. That's all I mean. And it wouldn't bother me. I just don't see any sense in it. That's all.
Well, there wouldn't be any sense to that, no. But goldfish are different.
Oh, they're different. I thought they were brave or happy or discouraged.
Oh, Cecil, don't be unpleasant.
I'm not.
I'm sorry I even told you about it now. You make fun of it.
I won't say another word.
I think that they add life to a house.
Sure. They put pep in the old place.
And I'm going to fix it all up pretty.
Don't tell me you're going to dress the goldfish.
I'm going to put little shells in the bottom of the bowl and maybe a little castle.
Why a castle? They don't go to sleep.
So they can swim in and out of it.
And a shower bath.
And I'm going to have ferns in it, nice long green ones.
Oh, I don't think goldfish like green.
And I'm going to put the bowl right by the window. And at nighttime, I'm going to put a blue light behind the bowl so it'll look pretty.
A blue light will make the sweet little goldfish blue and unhappy.
And then when people come in here to call...
Yeah, they'll call on the goldfish.
Well, they'll say, my, what an attractive living room. What is it that makes it so different?
And you'll say, believe it or not, it's the goldfish.
Oh, goodness. I'll be so happy when I can make a house for myself.
I didn't know you were a carpenter.
I mean, have one of my own.
This is your home. What more do you want? Your uncle owns your home, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, but I mean a little rose-covered cottage.
Oh, one of those things.
Yes, a love nest.
Oh, for cat's sake.
Oh, that's right, snort. Well, someday I'm going to have one.
You know where you belong, Sally?
Yes. In a little
rose-covered... No, you belong in a bowl with the rest of the goldfish.
Oh, is that so? Well, if you want to know...
Well, I don't.
Well, if you want to know, and please, it isn't polite to interrupt a lady when she's talking.
Who's the lady?
Cecil, please.
All right. Get your word in edgeways.
Now what was I going to say?
You were going to say, if I wanted to know...
Oh, yes. Well, if you want to know something, that's where you belong.
Where's that?
What you said about me, in a bowl with a goldfish. And if you want to know why...
Well, I don't. Don't bother to tell me.
It's because you have no more romance in you than a fish has. You said yourself you wanted to be a goldfish.
I did not. I said if I had to be anything, I'd kind of like to be a goldfish. It's an easy life.
And you're lazy, too, and you have no soul.
Oh, and I'm not clever like you are.
Well, you're not anything.
Have you got a gun?
What for?
Oh, I'm going to shoot myself.
Well, if I had one, I'd save you the trouble.
Oh, Sally, I just had an idea.
If you're going to make any more smart cracks about my goldfish...
Oh, let up. You haven't got them yet.
Well, what is it, Sam?
Well, when are you going to get them?
Tomorrow.
You want to go someplace with me tomorrow, huh?
Oh, yes, Cecil, sure.
I thought you would. Well, it's a date.
Yes. Where are you going to take me?
Oh, I'm going to show you a big time.
Oh, Cecil... I'm sorry I was cross with you.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind.
You are clever. You have got a soul, too.
Well, it doesn't bother me.
You're not lazy. Not at all.
Save the flowers. Well, is it a date?
Yes. Where are we going?
Fishing.
Fishing?
Sure. I'll bring over a hook and line, and we can sit right here in the living room and have a great time in the goldfish bowl, trying to catch them.
Oh, you're so smart. I mean, you're not smart. Not at all. Not only that, you're not clever. Because you don't want to go any place that proves you're lazy. It really does. Lazy old thing.